This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Megan Tackett, here with your top stories this Thursday. And for those who celebrate, Merry Christmas. A skier died on Aspen Mountain last Friday after colliding with a tree. According to the Aspen Times and Aspen Daily News, the skier was wearing a helmet and taken to the hospital following the accident. The Pickens County Coroner's Office said it would not be releasing any further information until it's investigated the incident. The food assistance nonprofit Lift Up has named a new executive director. Newcastle resident Samantha Fries will begin the role in the new year. Her appointment marks a leadership transition for the organization. Elise Hoddle has served as interim executive director for the past year. Her tenure was marked by a number of challenges: rising food insecurity, the SNAP suspension last month, and a tough fundraising environment. But Hoddle said she feels like Lift Up is in a much better position compared to when she started.
It just felt like everything kind of came together at once, that it was the right time for the new person to step in and for me to, like, conclude my work for them.
Hoddle hopes to return to other issues she cares about, including affordable housing and environmental policy. But she'll also be looking for opportunities that involve a regional approach.
That was one of the things that I have enjoyed about working for Lift Up, is that they are a regional solution to the problem. They're not like one-off food bank working in isolation.
But first, she's excited about an upcoming trip to Disneyland, her first real vacation in over a year. In arts and culture news, next month, the Art Base will exhibit artwork from students in the Laura Thorne Sculpture Program. Aspen Public Radio's Reagan Mertz has more.
The mentorship program is for Mid-Valley High School students. This year, six Basalt High School students are participating. For 3 months, they've worked with a professional artist mentor to explore sculptural techniques and develop original work, culminating in a public exhibition at the Art Base. This program honors the legacy of local sculptor and arts advocate Laura Thorne, who passed away almost 5 years ago. She was a co-founder of the Aspen Art Museum, and Thorne dedicated her life to advancing the arts and mentoring emerging artists. Elizabeth Zakowski at the Art Base said that it's their mission to help the community provide art for all ages and abilities, something Thorne also wanted to do.
We believe so deeply in the power of art, and that anyone is capable of art at any age, at any time in their life, and that art can help in so many ways.
The program ran October to December of this year, and the final gallery opening will be on January 9th at the Art Base. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Reagan Mertz.
In statewide news, the federal government has decertified large parts of the Colorado Public Health Lab. Newly obtained reports describe a culture of fear and underfunding leading to the problems. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
When a chemist testing for heavy metals in water was found to be manipulating data, there was confusion over how to respond, according to reports obtained by CPR News. The problems were made worse by underfunding at the lab. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says they finally got the money this month to fix outdated equipment and add staff. But the lab's former director, Emily Travanti, said in an interview that she warned about a lack of funding for years.
I shared back with them probably 50 documents of here's issues that I was raising, here's requests for funding, and I was told that it was not, the urgency didn't come through.
Private labs are doing the water and food testing until the state lab can get recertified. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
To celebrate Colorado's 150th, the U.S. Postal Service will issue a Colorado stamp next year. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The Forever Stamp features a photo of Jagged Mountain, located in the San Juan National Forest. The image of the cloud-swept peak, also reflected in a small lake, was taken by nature photographer John Fielder. This is not the first time Colorado has gotten a stamp to celebrate its birthday, but Coloradans had to fight for the centennial stamp, and it ended up coming out 1 year late in 1977. This time, you'll be able to get the new 150th anniversary stamp months before the state's official birthday. It'll be available in late January. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A variety of health groups are joining forces to help provide health care to a population that sometimes struggles to get it. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Among the worries for Latinos, high cost and immigration-related concerns. On a recent Sunday in Greeley, a health fair with free screenings and vaccines was held in a church parking lot. Sean Marzan is program manager for street medicine and community outreach with Stride Community Health Center.
When you go to places where people feel comfortable with that you can provide care for them, they're more apt to go to those places. So that's what we plan on doing.
One sign of the challenges, vaccination rates for Colorado Latinos for flu and COVID-19 are lower than other ethnic and racial groups. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And in regional news, a coalition of state attorneys general have won in their legal battle, accusing Mercedes-Benz of deceptive emissions practices that contributed to more pollution. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
Mercedes-Benz USA and Daimler AG will pay a settlement of nearly $150 million. Top attorneys in seven Mountain West states joined the suit that claimed the automaker violated state deceptive practices laws from 2008 to 2016. At issue were over 200,000 diesel passenger cars and vans equipped with software that legal documents said circumvented standards during emissions testing, allowing them to pump more health-harming pollutants into the air. The lawsuit also says Mercedes marketed the vehicles to consumers as environmentally friendly. The multimillion dollar settlement will go to states that filed the suit, including Colorado, Idaho, Montana, New Mexico, Nevada, Utah, and Wyoming. Mercedes-Benz must also replace software in these cars and pay $2,000 to affected consumers. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
The Trump administration has released new plans for managing sage-grouse across Mountain West states. As Hannah Mertzbach reports, some environmentalists say the declining species has become a political football.
Sage-grouse protections have changed with almost every administration. So it wasn't a surprise when the Trump team unveiled its new strategy, quote, strengthening American energy security while ensuring sage-grouse continue to thrive. Thrive being the operative word.
If you go out on in the sage-grouse habitat, you're lucky to see a single sage-grouse or a small flock.
Eric Molvar with the nonprofit Western Watersheds Project points to federal data from 2021, which said sage-grouse populations declined by 80% range-wide since the 60s. He says the species will likely decline further, with protection efforts now being optional for energy producers and ranchers. Among those to applaud the new plan was Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon, who says it recognizes state management that uses the best available science. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Mersbach.
Spending time in nature can help military veterans cope with stress. But a new report finds many veterans across the U.S., including in the Mountain West, don't have easy access to nearby parks. Kayla Bradle has more.
A new report finds at least one in five veterans in major U.S. cities doesn't live within walking distance of a park or green space. That's according to the Sierra Club, a conservation group. The study looked at two cities in our region, Las Vegas and Denver. In Vegas, nearly a third of veterans can't easily reach nearby green space. In Denver, most veterans live near a park, but parks can be difficult to access because of a lack of sidewalks, transportation, and transit. Report author Heather Stricker says time outdoors can play a unique role in veterans' recovery.
Being outside helps veterans recover from both the physical and the mental aspects of combat because traditional forms of therapy aren't generally things that many veterans will seek out.
Stricker says helping veterans get to nature should be part of how the country supports them after service. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team. News director Hallie Zander, reporters Reagan Mertz, Sarah Torrey, Michael Finelli, and me, your host, Megan Tackett. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett, Josie Taris, and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.